Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Jeanette, JeanetteBlofsky. Address is 2950 Sierra Sunrise Terrace, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 530-514-2910. ID is XXX8136. Date of birth is 1/10/1937. This is an 85-year-old woman, a married woman, insurance is Medicare / AARP - United Healthcare, pharmacy is Optum Rx. 800-356-3477. It's addressed to Dr. Brian G. First, FURST, MD, Family Practice. That's below his name. And then below that, Mission Ranch Primary Care. Below that, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10. Below that, Chico, California, 95926-5137. Below that, 530-894-0500. Below that, 530-345-2532, parenthesis, fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation, and continued continuity of care for treatment of degenerative dementia and dysomnia. Dear Dr. First and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Jeanette Blofsky, who was seen today accompanied by her husband, providing additional information. New paragraph, they report that they have been living now out at assisted living in the terraces, for which they are very pleased. New paragraph, as you may remember, she was previously under the care of Dr. Joel Rothfeld, being treated for early cognitive decline, however, not on medication for degenerative dementia. New paragraph, her husband reports there's been progression of her symptoms where she's had difficulty accomplishing tasks and recollection. New paragraph, MR imaging was apparently done some time ago. Subparagraph, I have no results. Subparagraph, we were unable to obtain any of Dr. Rothfeld's records. New paragraph, more recently, she was identified to have obstructive sleep apnea syndrome and has been prescribed CPAP therapy, for which she will be initiating treatment with Owens within the next 2 weeks. New paragraph, today she had no further or other questions regarding her evaluation and care. Subparagraph, she was unaware that there was medication, that is, she was unaware by her report that there was medication for the treatment of cognitive decline. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today appears to be within broad limits of normal for an elderly woman of the age of 85. Subparagraph, she has no obvious tremor, ataxia, or symptoms for Parkinson's disease. Subparagraph, there is no unusual bradyphrenia. New paragraph, her expression is limited with reduced insight and memory, both for immediate and recent information. New paragraph, ambulation is accomplished without unusual ataxia. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Clinical history and findings of cognitive decline, subparagraph, suspected underlying degenerative dementia of multiple etiologies, subparagraph, exclusion of comorbid contributing features of obstructive sleep apnea in progress with anticipated therapy, new paragraph. Recommendations. Initially, I will have her complete the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health. That's all capitalized. New paragraph, she will return with results of high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging accomplished at Open Systems Imaging for evaluation of her degenerative dementia. New paragraph. Upon return in review of the results of her CPAP therapy, comma, results of her imaging, comma, and her questionnaires, further testing for cognitive assessment will be accomplished. New paragraph. I most likely will initiate medication for treatment purposes when she returns. Subparagraph. This was discussed today with the family in regards to future treatment. New paragraph. Her husband reports that he's interested in helping her maintain her function as long as possible. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report with the results of her testing and findings and recommendations when she returns, and signed respectfully with my professional signature.